Brady's got some big news. Brady, tell everybody, because a certain minor league baseball team has reached out to Brady because they want him to play.
Well, no, not really.
Well, yes, really.
No, not really.
Yeah, really, they do.
They want me to be in uniform.
Well, that's kind of like playing.
The Vermont Lake Monsters have asked me to be the bullpen catcher for a couple of games this weekend. Number one,
wow,
I got...
Wow, that's awesome.
Number one, I got to check my schedule.
What do you mean you got to check your schedule?
Number one, I got to check my schedule.
You drop whatever you're doing.
And number two, am I going to get free gear? Because Rich can't even get a hat, apparently. Am I going to get free gear?
I got a question for you. Are you technically on the team? You're going to be in uniform. Will you have a number on your back?
No, I doubt that. I don't even think I get a jersey. You probably get pants and like a batting practice.
So if the game went 50 innings and you were like the last
person,
you cannot play.
Yeah.
Can they activate you?
No.
No, okay.
I'm a little bit nervous about the idea of catching 19-year-olds throwing 93, 94 that don't have the best control. I'm a little bit apprehensive about that. Can I catch? Yes, I could catch.
Can you catch as a catcher, I guess?
Yes, I could.
And it's not a problem for you?
If the ball gets bounced at me, I'm going to be irritated.
No, I meant like it doesn't hurt your hand or anything like that.
93 probably doesn't feel that great when you haven't played catcher in a little while, but yes, I could do it.
You'll put like a batting glove under the...
Yes, I would have a palm guard, they probably call
it. Oh, I like that, because when I played catcher, it would hurt my hand. I didn't like that.
I have to check my schedule. I'm going to let them know, but they want me to be the bullpen catcher.
Steve says, check your attitude, or I will, talking about you. And Dottie wants to know, is it for the Lake Monsters?
He says, check your attitude, do it, or I will.
Oh, I see. Check your... Yeah, you got to do this.
I don't have an attitude.
Yeah, I have a little bit of an attitude. You got
to
get.
I have a baseball game to play in on Sunday.
Oh,
myself.
That. This is bigger than that.
I'm pitching on Sunday.
So what?
You want me to pitch, throw 120 pitches, and then go out and catch more?
Ask them if they could activate you. Is there like a limit on how many players they could have on? Is this like the major league?
Yeah, just 35.
So you, okay, 35. Do they have all 35 slots filled?
I don't know.
Oh, they could squeeze in one more for you.
I don't have a contract or any money.
So they could sign you for one day. You get like a one-day, one-weekend contract.
So can I?
Like
will I get paid?
Yeah, sure you'll get paid. They'll pay you in like hot dogs, like three hot dogs.
Great. I got that at Rich's camp.
Mike says, I'll sit in next week for Arnie. Brady, you do kind of have an attitude. That's from Dottie out there. I totally think you should do it. I think this is going to be fun.
Can I wear a GoPro in the bullpen while I do it?
Oh, you should put it live on Periscope.
Now you got me itching to want to do it.
Yeah, you should want to do it. If the Celtics called me up and said, hey, can you come out and do the warm-up line with us and shoot around with us at halftime before the game and the timeouts, I'd say, sure, I could do that.
And be a practice player?
Yeah, be a practice player. I would do that in a heartbeat. Why wouldn't you do this? I've been trying to get you on the Lake Monsters for a long time, have I not?
Steve says I'll get a $1 salary.
Yeah, what difference does it make how much they pay you?
Like I said, I'm a little bit nervous. Can the starting pitcher just throw a complete game shutout and then I don't have to worry about anything?
You have to catch with the starting pitcher and anybody that wants to warm up.
Yes, anybody that wants to warm up. So watch them have an opener who throws the first inning and they bring in a new guy every inning.
And you have no problem catching these guys, but even though you're not a catcher, right?
I don't have a cup anymore. I'm a little bit nervous about that.
Serious question. Can you squat down like that and your knees don't hurt or anything like that?
I could do that without my knees hurting, but I would hope they have knee savers on the shin guards they give me, or I could sit on a bucket.
I was going to say, can you just kneel down?
Can't do that. That would be scrubbish, but I could sit on a bucket.
Oh, sitting on a bucket isn't scrubbish, but kneeling down is?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, there's a difference there.
Would you sit on a bucket? Yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, they wouldn't want me to.
No,
I probably could.
You can't do that. Suppose it bounces and hits the bucket or something.
Watch them get to the point where it's like the starting pitcher. I can just picture this. The starting pitcher throws two innings and then struggles a little bit in the third, and someone starts warming up. But then he gets out of it. And then he walks the leadoff guy in the fourth, and they start warming up again, and then he gets out of it. And we're just going to do this every single inning.
I think people will go to the game just to see you warm up the pitchers.
You can't really see me back there in the bullpen.
Yeah, you know what? They'll tune in. They'll watch on Periscope. They'll go to the game. They'll go, Brady's warming up the pitchers. We got to go to the game. I think it's unbelievable. What is that first-time texter say?
No, she goes, Brady, this is Amanda, your production director here at the station.
Oh.
She goes, I played catcher at Little League softball age 7. I'll do it.
Oh, wow. She's going to do it. You're not going to do it.
Amanda, you're pregnant. You probably shouldn't be catching 94-mile-an-hour fastballs.
That'd be awesome, though, if she did. I'd watch that.
I can just picture a 94-mile-an-hour fastball coming at me, throwing 56 feet, bouncing up, hitting me right in the arm, and end up with seams all over my arm on Sunday night. I can picture that.
Jackie Winooski says, I'll donate to a charity in Brady's name if he does it.
Oh, wow. I like that.
I tell you, people want you to do it. Steve says, I'll lend you my milk stool.
That's what I would need. I would need like a. What
no,
I need
you
is one of those.
You got to squat down and bend down with can your
I,
knees like that.
I don't know that they make knee savers anymore, but
I don't know what knee savers are.
Knee savers are so when they're on the back of the shin pads, and they go basically they're. So you got the shin guards,
right?
Okay,
right.
They wrap around, so they're basically on your calves,
right? Right.
So that it's a big pad that goes from basically your calves to your thigh, you're not squatting down as far.
Gotcha. I see that. Yeah, people sending all kinds of stuff.
If Jack and Winooski will really donate to a charity in my honor, I know exactly who it would be.
I think you. Who would it be?
It would be the Josh Pilata Fund.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
That's. I know exactly where it would go if that happened.
I think if they give you a number, then you have to do it. I mean, it's not going to be like a question mark on your back like the Joker or something
that,
is it?
I don't think they're going to give
it's
me
just
a jersey. I think it's just going to be like I get like a batting practice top. I just want to know, do I get any swag?
You know,
I mean, do I get a? Can I get a Vermont Maple Kings hat out of it?
My former producer told me he played for the University of Miami baseball team, and he was on the roster, but he was only a bullpen catcher. So, you know, if he could say he was on the team, you could say you're on the team.
I could.
You could work your way up. Suppose you got into the game, you started playing well. They said, we got to keep Brady on the team. Next thing you know, you're in AA, AAA, working your way up to the big leagues.
Jack says he will donate $100.
Wow.
He will donate $100 to a charity of my choice if I do this.
Wow. You got to do it now.
I mean, for charity, I might have to.
That's going to be fun. And they got to give you, you have to have a uniform. You can't be in the dugout or the...
in the bullpen.
In the bullpen without uniform.
Imagine like warming...
You'll get a shirt before Rich.
And warming up in the bullpen, Joe Smith, and I'm just waving back there at everyone when they're doing the announcements.
Now, do you have to wear glasses when you catch?
No.
All right, so you can take the glasses off.
Yeah, I only wear glasses for work, like actual seeing glasses, just for the computer.
When, so not when you pitch or anything like that.
No, and I would get some really cool. I want to know what kind of gear I'm going to get. Now I'm excited.
Oh, wait a minute.
You can I get a new glove out of this?
Say, you don't get a catcher's. You don't have a catcher's glove.
I have a catcher's glove. It's not good enough to catch 94 mile an hour fastballs.
So they'd have,
sure.
they'd have to give you a glove.
They'd have to give me a glove,
and you know, obviously the chest protector, the mask, all that stuff. There,
would I get to take any of it? Is the question.
Oh, you mean with you afterwards? What happened to the bullpen catcher that they have now? Did he get called up or something like that?
The bullpen catcher's not on the roster.
No, I mean, what happened to the one that they had?
Well, I think the bullpen catcher is always just like a team employee. Must just be out for the weekend.
What are you, like vacationing somewhere?
Could be.
Could be at cult camp.
Yeah, could be. Maybe, maybe Rich is the bullpen catcher.
I love it. 802-655-6672. Should Brady be the bullpen catcher for the Lake Monsters? This Saturday, so no, this weekend?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Well, they've asked me for Saturday and Sunday. I might, if I get, I got some things going on that I might be able to do one or two.
You
got to
cancel it. You got to cancel that. What are you talking about? Get it in the Town Fair Tire text line 802-655-6672.